Burning fossil fuels, such as coal, oil, and gas, for our energy, has increased heat-absorbing carbon dioxide and other gases in the atmosphere. So, our planet has warmed over 1 degree Fahrenheit and will continue to heat further and faster as more of these gases build up. Most climate scientists, including the National Academy of Sciences, agree this is what's happening and that something must be done soon to stop the heating before climate change starts accelerating. The heat doesn't sound like much, but a little goes a long way towards changing climate. Scientists predict that our planet could heat up another 6 to 11 degrees by the end of this century, roughly the same difference in temperature that separates our climate from the last ice age, when 300-foot-thick ice sheets covered the northern U.S. Think of Earth as a big ball covered with water and air. The sun heats up the water and air, and some heat becomes motion, moving the mix around the ball, just like heating moves water in a pot. The long-term patterns of these movements are our climate, changing slowly enough over the eons so that most life can adapt to it. But add to this water-air mixture a sudden jolt of heat, and the planetary water cycle speeds up, something scientists are seeing now. This results in bigger and stronger storms and floods. The extra heat also creates more extreme heat waves, droughts, and melts ice globally, which raises sea levels. All of this is threatening our sources of food, water, and shelter, the basics of our survival. The good news is that we can stop too much harmful climate change if we act fast. We just have to stop emitting global warming gases. We can do this mostly by using energy more efficiently, switching from fossil fuels to clean renewable energy, like solar, wind, and geothermal energy, and stopping deforestation. We've got the technology to do all this, and doing so would create more jobs and improve our economy, as other countries have already shown. Changing energy sources won't be easy or cheap politically, but it's cheaper economically than what we're doing now. We've spent trillions defending foreign oil sources. Fossil fuel pollution and mining inflicts heavy damage on human health and our environment. So, even if climate change wasn't happening, it pays for us to switch to clean renewable energy anyway. How? Move the money. Our government must stop supporting fossil fuels and tax breaks for the rich, and start making tax breaks for clean energy and energy efficiency in the marketplace. But fossil fuel lobbyists are strong and influential. So, it's up to you, the voters, to elect strong leaders who are going to pull the plug on fossil fuels and promote clean, renewable energy and efficiency as fast as possible. It's all about our economy and our future.